Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuchter can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Miller has Mostill trapped. There's the throw to Myatt and over to Spurgeon, who tags Mostill for the out. Davis moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Tolson moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards the mound. Faber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolson takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. Fuchter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sewell trying to get to home. Hooper throws the ball into Grabowski, who tags Sewell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Tolson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins is hit by the pitch. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a line drive to right field. McNulty throws towards the plate. Myatt fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Myatt. Davis scores. Collins moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive towards first. Tolson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuchter for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa scores. There goes Speaker trying to get to third. Hooper throws the ball into Davis, who relays the ball to Com, who tags Speaker for the out. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Chick Fuchter. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Burns goes all the way around to score. Spurgeon moves to second. It's 4-3 White Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Jake Miller. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Jameson moves to third. Summa moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-4 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Summa moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.